glitter in the end star, Simon.
Aye, Gaffer, that's the lot. That's got all the feeding done.
I got it done at Brookfield, perhaps. But we've still got the stock of the small holding to think about, you know.
Oh, we'll find time somehow.
Yeah, you might be able to now, but just wait till we start spring sowing in good earnest. Now I've got the blooming place, I don't know how we're going to cope with all the jobs.
What was that I heard? What's up then, Dan, my old pal?
Well, I was just trying to work out in my own mind how we can keep the small holding going as well as Brookfield.
Oh, that's all right. If it's all buckled in, we'll get to it.
Aye, but giving Peggy a helping hand's one thing. Working for Dan Archer's another.
Not to me, me old beauty. Glad to do the same for you as what I did for Peggy.
Well, it's very good of you, Walter.
All I ask is, if I get a bit behind with me ploughing and harrowing, you'll do a couple of days with your tractor to help put me straight, Dan.
Aye, glad to, lad.
Ah, well, that's got that settled then.
Here, what's up with you fidgeting and wriggling about, like a blinking old hen in the dust?
I reckon some corn husk must have worked the way down your trousers, Walter.
It ain't fleas, is it?
No, of course it ain't. I never had them. Not in March, anyway. Tell you what, Dan.
Aye?
Use young Jack's greenhouses at the small old...
My greenhouses, you mean, don't you?
All right, all right, yourn then. Well, you use them for sprouting your seed potatoes.
Why, that's a good idea, Gaffer. Blow me if it ain't.
You got all your seed shorted and down there? Fetch your shoots along beautiful under the glass.
Aye, not a bad idea, that, Walter. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I'm full of ideas, my old pal, full of them.
You're full of something else, too, by the look of it. What do you...